So there are data. We actually went back and did 200 samples of the CONFIRM-1 and CONFIRM-2 trial. And we found very interesting relationship that patients with high ESCC1, the ones who do not benefit from oxaliplatin, had the most benefit of PTK. It seems oxaliplatin sensitivity and anti-VHF sensitivity goes the opposite directions.
Oh, let's not go too fast here. Can you just back up a little bit? What was the design of the CONFIRM study?
Okay, so CONFIRM was the first and second line chemotherapy for patients with metastatic colon cancer who received FOLFOX plus minus PTK, a tyrosine kinase inhibitor of the VHF receptor 1, 2, and 3.
So that was the CONFIRM that didn't CONFIRM.
That's correct.
Because it was a negative study.
Yeah, but when you look at the response rate, the progression-free survival and overall survival in CONFIRM-1, which was in first line, the data are extremely close and similar to the 966 study, you know, the CELOX-FOLFOX plus minus bethesuzumab trial.
You're not saying that irinotecan period is a better drug than oxaliplatin.
No, I do not.
It's a subset of patients.
Yes.
Which exact ones?
What I'm saying is that it seems like patients who benefit most from bethesuzumab may be also benefiting most from irinotecan and not from oxaliplatin.
What do you think about the VEGF TKIs that are out there? What's the difference? Again, what is 2171? How is that different from PTK and the other one that you were talking about?
Right. There is a whole array of family of tyrosine kinase inhibitors to the VHF receptor families. Almost every company has one. The big difference is actually the binding sensitivity to the receptor or the tyrosine kinase binding domain. Now, some of them have also additional targets, such as c-KIT, which is the reason that sutitinib or sorafenib are also used for GIST tumors. So they have a whole array of other targets. Some of these TKIs also target FGF receptors or PDGF receptors. Now, why would that be important? Because FGF receptors and PDGF receptors may be mechanisms of resistance to anti-VHF therapies. So they may be more powerful to inhibit angiogenesis by inhibiting the pathways tumors can overcome inhibition of VHF pathways alone.